welcome to Life Before Vinyl on Resonance 104.4 FM. This is Adrian Tutnam, and I'm going to be your guide as we ramble through a miscellany of sounds from the forgotten past. Most of our music today is going to be taken from the 1920s, from the dawn of electrical recording. The label on the first record says it's performed by the Six Nightlights. I don't know anything about them, but here they are playing a nice jolly number by Walter R. Collins called The Dancing Goblin. That was the Six Nightlights playing Dancing Goblin, recorded in December 1928. Our next record was made in England from a master recording made in America. This was common practice among record companies. A metal mother was grown from the American master and sent over to England. From the mother, a set of stampers was made, which then supplied all the pressings needed for sale in England. It saved shipping tons of records across the Atlantic. There was one big disadvantage with this method as far as the English record buyers were concerned. The quality of the material used for HMV's English pressings was vastly inferior to the material used for their counterparts on the Victor label in America. Anyone seriously collecting old recordings on the HMV label will try to obtain American or Indian or Australian pressings in preference to the gritty and noisy English ones. Unfortunately, with the next record I have no choice, because I only have an English pressing. But with analog noise reduction, it cleans up quite well, and the surface noise doesn't sound too bad. The orchestra is the Philadelphia Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Leopold Stokowski, and they're playing a piece by Mikhail Mikhailovich Ippolitov Ivanov, known in English as The March of the Caucasian Chief. That was Ippolitov Ivanov's 1894 composition, The March of the Caucasian Chief, from his orchestral suite, Caucasian Sketches. You're listening to Life Before Vinyl on Resonance 104.4 FM. One of the cleverest comedians in the 1930s was Billy Bennett. He wrote most of his own material, and a lot of it sounds to modern ears like total nonsense. What we are often missing is the common knowledge of the era he lived in, the background of classical education or slightly out-of-date Victorian poetry or a popular song, which would reveal his work as a masterful, if somewhat surreal, parody. The next recording was made in the summer of 1926, and to make sense of it, you need to know that the smash hit musical comedy of the previous year, Mercenary Mary, included a song called I Am Thinking of You. Here's Billy Bennett's version of it.
Listen, people, I'm going to sing a sentimental song this afternoon. Get your handkerchiefs out. Now put that away, Mother, that's a pair of socks. Got a young lady here, play the piano for me. Go on, miss, tickle the dominoes. Sound pretty, eh? Ah, that's fast. Little twiddly bit. I'm liable to burst forth into song at any given moment. In the garden of Aruba, one summer last winter next year, the earwigs were gambling one with another, one gambled in your ear and out of the other. You stole my poor heart and you left me as cold as a plate of plum duff. but memories will always repeat dear. So will radishes if you burn up, and when the birds are softly cooing, I'll be thinking of you. When I'm on the road to Ruinga, I'll be thinking of you. When the sun goes down in splendor, I've a feeling very tender, where you tap me with a fender, and my dreams came true. When the shades of night are stealing, I'll be thinking of you. When I get the crucian feeling, what shall I do? When the navvies drink their ale up, when they burn the county jail up, when the horsey keeps his tail up, I'll be thinking of you. When the parrot won't stop talking, I'll be thinking of you. When the Guinness there and corking, that's nobody's business. For we quarrelled, sad to tell, dear, yes, we fell out in the dell, dear, and your teeth fell out as well, dear, and we had no glue, 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 glue. When the onions breed their messards, they get tossed. Till the mash deserts the sessards, oh, this is getting monotonous. Though your ringlets you kept shaken, you were false, I was mistaken. Now when I see hair on bacon, I'll be thinking of you. £1 a minute. I wouldn't pay him in washers.
That was Billy Bennett singing I'll Be Thinking of You, a parody of the musical comedy song I Am Thinking of You, which we're going to hear in a minute. You're listening to Life Before Vinyl on Resonance 104.4 FM. The year of 1925 was one of upheavals for the gramophone industry. From its very beginnings, the commercial recording process had been purely acoustic, but this was the year in which electrical recording came in a big way. There's evidence to suggest that Columbia in England had already been issuing experimental electrical recordings for several years without mentioning the fact. But the 1st of October 1925 saw the official launch of the new American Western Electric system of recording in their studios. A week later, a new musical called Mercenary Mary opened at the Hippodrome. With all the latest dances, including the Charleston, and a daring plotline which went against the professed morals of the day, it showed every sign of becoming a hit. Columbia immediately mustered their forces to record this up-to-date musical with their up-to-date equipment. I'm afraid that even the better of my two copies of this record is in a sorry state, but I hope it won't spoil your enjoyment of the music. So here we have a brand new hit show of autumn 1925, Mercenary Mary, recorded just 5 weeks after its opening night.
I'm a little bit fonder of you than of myself. It's true. Things that I never do for myself, I do for you. I do. Although my banker calls it treason, I send you all his out of season. And though my landlord throws 6 feet, we have a table at the Ritz, which proves that I'm a little bit sweeter to you than to myself. I am just a little bit nicer to you than to myself. I gave you every single share I owned in diamond mines, and only saved myself enough to smoke goodbye. For I'm a little bit fonder of you than of myself. I am. When I see the golden sunshine kiss the rose, I'm thinking of you. When I see the water lilies in repose, I am thinking of you. When the robin singing in the day,
you're away, I think of you.
Dipping in the moonlight
when the moon rings, gets the thriller.
Dipping in the moonlight
when the stars shine from above.
When the weary world
is fast asleep upon its pillow.
Dipping to the moonlight
with the only one you love. There may be many magic places for a man's friend.
Every little
girl or boy is bound to know a few.
They can have them all,
but as for me, I'll take my chances.
Dipping in the moonlight
with somebody just like you. Take your daddy, take your mammy, take your supper.
That was a selection from the hit musical of 1925, Mercenary Mary, sung by the Columbia Vocal Gem Chorus, which probably included several members of the original cast who couldn't be named for contract reasons. Well, that was the wilder side of the 1920s for those who had money to spend. But there were many, many more who were out of work and had little or no money. Sales of gramophone records plummeted, which is not surprising when you consider that the most expensive 12-inch ones cost something like a weekly wage. There was a sudden upsurge of cheap records to fill the gaps left by the upmarket companies, with little 5-inch records about the size of a modern CD appearing in Marks and Spencer's and Woolworth's for only sixpence. Here's one of those sixpenny Little Marvel records from the early 20s, before electrical recording. It's called The Skeleton Dance. Well, we're coming to the end of the show and our last record. This is also a song from the 1920s, but the recording is much more recent. Strictly speaking, it probably doesn't qualify for Life Before Vinyl because it was made right at the end of the 78s era when vinyl was just becoming available, but I'm going to include it anyway. So, this is Adrian Tuddenham, thanking you for your company, hoping you'll be able to listen again next week, and leaving you with Harry Carey and his six sake sippers in a somewhat strange rendering of Yes, Sir, That's My Baby.
Yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, not a meaning baby. Yes, sir, that's my baby now. Up on Fujiyama, it's a real cool man. Yes, sir, mom, I decided. No, ma'am, I not hide it. Yes, sir, mom, that's my baby now. Yes, indeed, she are exceedingly George. By the way, ho, ho, ha, ha. By the way, hidey, ho, ha, ha. When I'm meeting that preacher, I say, hello, Pappy, I feel wacky. Just had a little cup of sake. Yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, not meaning maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby now. You're a flat foot fruity with a froy froy. By the way, hidey hidey hi. By the way, I'm a real gone guy. When I'm meeting that preacher, I say, Harold, Joe, what do you know? What are cooking in Tokyo? Yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, not meaning maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby now.